640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A Houston judge dismisses the bankruptcy liquidation case against Alex Jones's InfoWars parent company, but his personal assets must be sold to pay the $1.5 billion owed to the families of the victims of the Sandy Hook shooting. Reporter Chris Fox.
Alex Jones owes $1.5 billion from two defamation cases won by the Sandy Hook families. Federal bankruptcy judge Christopher Lopez ordering the liquidation of Jones's personal assets to help pay the debt, but InfoWars parent company Free Speech Systems will remain operational under Chapter 11 bankruptcy, overseen by an interim trustee of the court, Jones, outside the Houston courthouse.
Judge Lopez has been fair. He's been very frustrated by the fact that the plaintiffs have only used the bankruptcy process to try to torture me and harass me.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
CBS News has learned that the Biden administration is making plans to announce one of the largest immigration relief programs in recent history. People familiar with the plan say it involves developing a policy that would offer legal status to hundreds of thousands of immigrants living in the country without proper documents. The Supreme Court strikes down a ban on bump stocks for firearms that came after the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting. The device can be added to semi-automatic rifles that allows users to fire bullets more rapidly. The Supreme Court decided that the ban went beyond the authority of the ATF. CBS's Jan Crawford.
The ATF does not have that authority to go in there and try to kind of reclassify a different device and make it a machine gun. That if that law needs, if those bump stocks need to be banned, there's a simple remedy, as Justice Alito said in his concurrence. Congress can amend the law.
South Florida has been hit with rain for several days, amounting from 8 to 20 inches, causing widespread flooding. In North Miami, this driver stalled out.
Passing by this area, everything is fine until, like, it doesn't accelerate no more, and I got stuck.
Federal officials are investigating an unusual rolling motion on a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 flight on May 25th. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
Pilots are trained how to respond to this, and the flight did land safely. There were no injuries reported among the 176 passengers and six crew members, but significant damage was noted on the aircraft, such that temporary repairs had to be made. The plane was then flown to a Boeing facility where it has been undergoing repairs since.
In a long-awaited demolition, a large excavator stretched up and punched out a window on the top floor of a three-story classroom building in Parkland, Florida. It's where 17 people died in the 2018 mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Jenna Hoyer lost her 15-year-old son.
I do understand it needs to come down for healing for the community.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Mercury Marine is laying off 252 workers in Fond du Lac and making what it calls workforce adjustments at its other facilities. The job cuts will happen on July 26th. The company blames low sales. Mercury Marine is the biggest employer in Fond du Lac County. A U.S. police officer on January 6th says Donald Trump is unfit to be president. Harry Dunn is now campaigning for President Biden. He tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram that Trump's recent felony convictions should also disqualify him.
As a convicted felon, he's no longer able to possess firearms, but that's all right. He has the code to the nuclear weapon. Another individual may be disqualified from a job because they're a felon. He's now running on the fact that he is convicted.
Dunn campaigned for Biden in Madison on Thursday and Eau Claire on Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers take on the Cincinnati Reds tonight at AmFam Field. Freddy Peralta on the mound for the Crew. Milwaukee in first place, 6.5 games ahead of St. Louis. High school baseball, the De Pere Redbirds defeated Sun Prairie East 5-1 to win their first ever Division I state championship held at Fox City Stadium near Appleton. Senior Landon Rago was the winning pitcher.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, it's a dream being able to play in this game. And for me, being able to pitch the whole game, it's amazing.
NFL, the Packers Packers have signed their number one draft pick, Jordan Morgan.
Everybody's friendly. Everybody wants to help out. A lot of the veterans want to help out. They give you pointers. They talk to you about film and on-field stuff. And I feel like that's important for rookies as well.
That now means all 11 players from this year's draft class are under contract. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Dallas. The Mavericks host the Celtics, who are up 3-0, and with a win could clinch their first NBA title since 2008 when Doc Rivers was the head coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, then some storms possible early Sunday. Some sun for Sunday afternoon, heating up and more humid. High mid-80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win win. Join us. All that and more review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the Shaw, WAUK. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back for hour number 2. Tonight Light, a Friday night version, a National Movie Day version, as we scoot into Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day in advance, preemptively, if you will, to all the dads listening. Conrad, is it just me or does Mace Michael sound like he's got a bit of a cold? I sense a sinus issue. Just because I hear his voice so much, I can hear the nuances.
Yeah.
We should reach out. Take a memo. Let's reach out to Mace. I hope he's doing okay. Tonight's question is, who do you want to be your dad if you had to choose a different dad than your own? It could be movies, TV. Someone said Jimmy Carter. Stacey Sue said Jimmy Carter. Charles Ingalls. Bridget said Charles Ingalls. Doesn't have to be from entertainment. Could be politics, sports, whomever. Who would you want in honor of Father's Day to be your dad if you had to choose someone other than your own? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Terry Barr is coming up at 8:35 to preview music that will be on Max Inc. tomorrow night, and it's good stuff. You'll want to hear that. Terry always brings us great music and spirited discussion. Right now, we're talking with Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas about the summer box office and all kinds of fun stuff. Rob, what have you heard about Bad Boys? I know you haven't seen it. I haven't seen it either. Do you have like a network of critics where you guys talk or text each other and talk about movies? Have you heard anything?
Well, what I've seen is like it delivers the goods. Like it is I think the fourth Bad Boys movie.
Yeah.
And you know, the action and the camaraderie between Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. I kind of thought Will Smith was maybe, you know, going to take the bench for a little while after the Oscars, but I guess not. And yeah, they said it's like, you know what that's going to be, and that's what it is. And people seem to be liking it, which is, yeah, kind of interesting. I'm trying to think about, I'd love to know what motivated people to go see this. Because like I said, I did not know there's going to be a fourth one until I saw the trailer before, might have been Fall Guy, like a month ago.
Yeah. And they're not even saying, like, they're also saying it probably has legs. Like, audiences love it.
So yeah,
I'm done trying to figure out. I thought it was like a tired franchise. You know, the guys are getting older. Will Smith has some baggage now after the Chris Rock slap, which just rubbed me totally the wrong way. And I just don't know that I can root for him. But whatever, he's single-handedly maybe, or with Martin Lawrence, saving the summer box office or what's left of it. So what do I know?
You know, I like going to movies. If that's going to keep movie theaters open a little longer, I'm all for it. You know, I
mean, same here.
The fact that people are liking it makes me think I would check it out.
I'm definitely going to see it this weekend. I meant to go last week. I did want to see what the fuss was about, but I didn't make it. But this weekend, for sure, I'll probably see it. For sure, I'll probably see it. That makes sense. So, hey, Rob, tell us about The Dead Don't Hurt. I read this article, this review of yours about a week ago. I have not seen the film yet, but it sounds really interesting.
It's great. It's probably in out of theaters by now. It's a Western, and the actor Viggo Mortensen, who was
love him.
Lord of the Rings. Everybody knows who he is. Yeah. Wrote, directed, starred, and did the music for it.
Oh, wow.
So it's definitely a passion project. And it's this Danish immigrant. He falls in love with a French woman who's played by Vicky Krieps, who was the actress in Phantom Thread with Daniel Day-Lewis, if people remember that movie. Actress. And then the film more focuses on her when he goes off to fight the Civil War. And they're in, I think they're in Northern California, if I remember right. And so she's dealing with this corrupt local officials. And then there's not that much action in it. It's much more of a romance, I think, than a Western, the way like this new Kevin Costner movie, double feature that's coming, Horizon, is, which I really want to see.
Yeah.
But it's really well acted. It's gorgeous. And yeah, definitely when it comes to VOD or streaming, I think people should check it out. It's really well done.
Yeah, it's on my list. I'm a Viggo Mortensen fan, and I love when an actor, you know, starts to wear different hats and actually succeeds and really knows what he's doing rather than just has this like pipe dream of a script. I've heard a lot of good stuff about that film. I also heard he acted as his own second AD. I don't know how he pulled that off, Rob, but
I don't even know. Okay. So he was director and assistant.
It's almost
maybe that's this may be a problem, actually.
He yelled moments away and then action. What can you tell us about Early Bird? That looks really cool. A Milwaukee theater.
Yeah, that's on VOD.
Okay.
Super low budget, but really charming indie film about, I think I described it as like the producers in Wisconsin, and that like,
oh, nice.
There's this struggling theater. I'm blanking on which town it's in, but it mostly shot in Milwaukee. Might be Racine. And it's on its last legs, and the landlord is raising the rent, and the theater owner is like, well, if we're gonna go out, let's go out with a bang. So instead of doing, you know, Shakespeare adaptations, and it's just really funny because they have two people in the cast because they can't, you know, and like six people in the audience. It's that kind of theater,
right?
And so they start doing these crazy plays. Like one is called like Cat War, where they all dress up as cats, and it's like and they end up being huge hits, of course. And so all of a sudden this theater company, which has been known nothing but failure their whole lives, are these, you know, have success, and the success kind of goes to their head, and the guy's like, well, let's do Cat War 2 and stuff. And real charming film. I think it was at the Milwaukee Film Festival. It wasn't at Madison's. Okay. But it's now on VOD, so I wrote about it for my Substack. Not that Rob Thomas, and it was really fun. I've talked to you about, you know, your PBS show. I love Wisconsin movies, like little scrappy movies like that with a lot of heart. I mean, I just can't get enough of them.
I agree, and I think there's a lot more out there. If, you know, it's just hard for indie filmmakers to find funding, but if they get made, there's a lot of. I think there would be more gems out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, well, I'll have to check that one out too. That one is called Early Bird. So check that out on VOD if you're looking for something for Father's Day weekend. Tell us about the connection in the film In a Violent Nature. I've heard for what that is in that genre, it's excellent.
Yeah. So the local connection is that the editor of the film is from Madison, lives in Madison. And Alex Jacobs. And it's like an art house Friday the 13th movie, where it like follows the killer, who's like a very much a Friday the 13th mask killer named Johnny. And so instead of having all the stuff where like, you know, the teenagers are, you know, come up, go up to the woods, and they, you know, drink and have sex, and then they get killed. You just follow the killer. He's walking around the woods, and then eventually he finds the teenagers. And so it is not for the faint of heart. I mean, there are reports of people like throwing up during screenings and stuff.
Oh,
the
wow.
Is so extreme. Yeah. but I don't know if that's verified, but certainly, I mean, very strong reactions. It played at Sundance and so. But if you're into that sort of thing, I guess it's a really interesting take on the slasher movie genre. And he was so excited and proud of it, because it was just like, I think he'd like texted a friend and saying like he loves slash movies, but there hasn't been a good one in a while. And the friend was like, well, I'm actually producing this movie. You want to talk to the director? And they just hit it off. And it was really fun to interview him.
I bet he had some nightmares at night after looking at footage of that for months.
He said they were just laughing their butts off.
Oh, really?
They were like, look at this footage. And they were like, how can you make this even go even further over the top?
Oh,
you know,
funny.
He said it was like, you have to have, you know, a certain mindset, but he had said it was a really fun experience.
What I'm hearing is that at least the characters got to have sex before they got killed. Was that accurate?
I don't know. That would be nice. That's not usually how it works.
No, yeah. When I was a kid, I had a friend who always said, they always get killed before the pretty girl, you know?
Right, right.
So, all right. One more for you here. I thought this was interesting, and I didn't get to read the article. You killed Chris, a friend's fight for justice. You wrote about this. It's a true crime. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's a podcast. And
okay.
It's called You Killed Chris, available iTunes. I use Overcast, but any of your podcast apps. And it's a true crime podcast about this murder that happened on the UW campus in like 1968.
Right.
And kind of got, I wouldn't say forgotten, but like, you know, everything going on campus at that time, everything going on in the country at that time, you know, I think in the media spotlight wasn't on it as much, and it was never solved. And so this podcast, there's the guy is actually in North Dakota and normally makes true crime podcasts about North Dakota, but learned about this story from a woman who lives here in Madison, and they collaborated on it. It's really interesting. He does a good job sort of contextualizing what life was like in Madison in the 60s. He follows this one woman who was a friend of her, of the victims and at the UW, and she's been for 55 years now trying to find the killer and trying to get records, and has a theory about a possible suspect. So I think episode 5 dropped on Wednesday. So they're, I think, a little more than halfway through, but I definitely, people should check it out. It's a really fascinating story.
That's interesting. I keep meaning to get into a true crime podcast, like when I'm walking and stuff, and it just doesn't occur to me, but now maybe that's a good one to start off with.
Yeah. I don't like the grisly part of it,
yeah,
you know, so much, but like when you're telling a good story and you're focusing on, you know, the characters and stuff, then I'm into it. I think I don't
totally.
Need
absolutely. Rob, have a great Father's Day, buddy. Thanks so much hanging out as always. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk. We'll do it again soon, I hope.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Okay. See you, Rob. That's Rob Thomas from the Capital Times. They're an excellent entertainment reporter. And check out his Not That Rob Thomas Substack. Let me make sure I got that right. I'm going to check it out right here because I had it opened earlier today. Yeah, Not That Rob Thomas. Google Not That Rob Thomas Substack. Rob does great work. Just one of those writers who's really fun to read. And that's huge. So Conrad, you doing okay?
I'm doing great.
You want to take a knee for a couple minutes? You get some water.
We can you know, I just need to stand, you know, a couple minutes. It's sitting back here.
We're getting
know?
There. Terry's on our way. So we'll talk more. We'll read some more texts. We'll have some more fun. Maybe we'll hear a clip from The Wire. Maybe we do that next.
Oh yeah. Okay.
All right. And then Terry Barr at 8:35. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state.
U.S. News & World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue, I'm thinking just of you.
We're back. Friday Night Light here. See what I did there? Friday Night Light.
There you go.
Sort of like a... kind of an impromptu thing. Maybe we do that from now on Friday nights. Always fun to talk to Rob Thomas. Terry Barr is coming up at 8:35 to talk about Graham Marlowe, who will be on the show tomorrow night for Live in the Lair, and Max Inc. So Terry is always fun to talk to. I got questions for Terry, too, because she did a great slice of Wisconsin this week, and she talked about how her dad is this dairy farmer. And I always think Terry is, like, the most Wisconsin person I know. She seems to know everything about the state. Then she backs it up with that great voice and tells these little stories that are so fun. But, man, her dad, this is like Wisconsin royalty almost. Like, her dad was an actual dairy farmer. So I want to ask Terry about her dad tonight in honor of Father's Day. Conrad, is there anything you want to say to your dad who may or may not be listening? We have not heard from the Kriegers tonight.
You know, on Fridays, they like to go have a little party.
What does that mean?
So they
like
just
go
moved
have
to this
a little party. Like they got a fort in the backyard or swingers club. That's a wide array of very open ended. So what do they do?
So they just moved to a new community in Ocala, Florida.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And so they just got a new golf cart. So they've been enjoying going to neighbors' houses with the golf cart, you know, and having a couple of drinks or something, you know, but. So Fridays, they might not be listening, but Dad, if you are listening, happy Father's Day. I'll definitely call you on Sunday.
Would it kill them to turn on Nightlight while they're at their friend's house and having cocktails on the golf cart? I'm just asking.
Right?
Yeah, crank it. Crank Nightlight.
Exactly.
Like your life depends on it. Happy Father's Day, Steve. And thanks for listening this whole time. You raised a fine son. Hope you guys have a great weekend. So, Here's my dad moment that I thought was really sweet. Once in a while, I'll turn on Friends at night when I don't want anything controversial and I just want to kind of drift off to sleep. The episode where Monica couldn't get over Tom Selleck's character, Richard, and she's kind of obsessed and she misses him, and Elliot Gould shows up at the end of the episode and it's just being very sweet to her. And I love that, you know, my kids are mostly just about grown now. I love that they did that because your kids need you. Their whole life, not just when they're in diapers, not just when they're in grade school or playing sports or doing theater or whatever. They need their parents. And that was a really sweet moment on that show. And then she just kind of drifted off to sleep and he turned on the TV and just sat there with her. It was so sweet. So I think it's divine intervention that I saw that last night. And I thought that was so. Elliot Gould is on my list for favorite dad if I couldn't have my own dad. Tom Schwab, who's a great father, former Marine. Excellent trial lawyer, has helped a lot of people in his day. My dad is someone I hold in very high regard. And I see he's had these cases too, like as a lawyer, where it was like a John Grisham novel. It's a little guy taking on these big insurance companies. And, you know, my dad helped a little guy. And I love that about him because I always feel like, you know, it's for me, it's always been fun to cheer for the underdog. And I liked how noble his pursuits were too in his profession. He took it very seriously and, you know, really helped a lot of people. So happy Father's Day, Dad. You're a great guy. I'm very blessed and fortunate to have you. I don't think we'd be friends if I wasn't your son, but no, I'm kidding. My dad's a great guy.
Whoa.
I'm just being honest, Conrad.
That turned really quick.
No, I'm obviously joking. It's what I do. I'm dry. So there you go. We just wished our dads a happy Father's Day. Get in on the fun. If you want to tell us who your dad, I would have to say Jimmy Carter. I'm going to change mine. I like the Elliot Gould thing. I love Al Franken, Dan Connor, Furious Styles from Boys in the Hood. That's a great one too. But who do you want to be your dad if you couldn't have your own dad?
I'm going to go Liam Neeson.
Oh yeah.
So if I'm ever lost, he will find me.
If you're ever abducted.
Yeah, exactly.
You get lost at your age. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me go.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the George Carlin bit. You want to find out if you have a stupid kid? Put your kid on a street corner in New York City. Go back the next day. If he's still there, you got yourself a stupid kid.
No, don't find any way to stay in the same spot the whole night.
Right. And Liam Neeson, that's a great one. Yeah.
Or Bob Duncan as well.
Who's that?
Good Luck Charlie.
Oh, Bob Duncan, yeah. With the skinny jeans. Yeah. I love it. So you were pointing, do we have a call or something?
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I was just saying, check your
I thought you were pointing at the phone. You know, check my chat. Okay, gotcha. So let's play that. The Cable Guy was released this week. I'm going to hold on to that wire clip as long as I possibly can till they bring the show back. So maybe we'll play that at the end of the show, but let's hear some Cable Guy for the Jim Carrey, Owen Wilson film that was dropped this week. Many years, 1996, maybe?
Something around there, yeah.
Yes, the 90s. Let's hear that.
One thing. I have this friend, and he gave his cable guy $50, and then he got all the movie channels for free. Did you ever hear of anything like that?
You mean illegal cable?
Yeah.
Who told you that? What is his name? I want
it. Oh, forget it.
You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
Oh, please. No, that was dumb. I was just making conversation. Forget it.
I'm just jerking your chin. You are too easy. Wake up, little snoozy. Smell the smelling salt. I'll juice you up.
That's great. That's one of your all-time faves, right?
Yeah. It's first time I saw it, I was just laughing the whole movie. It's so good.
I think my favorite part of that film is not like one of the big set pieces. It's when Owen Wilson walks into the men's room and just looks at Jim Carrey and goes, "Hey, stretch." And then Jim Carrey starts wailing on him. So funny. Another celebrity dad someone chose today, folks. John Mino. WGBW and WISS's own John Mino. That's kind of cool. That's got to make John feel good. Let's let John know that somebody said that. We should do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was Jim Schmidt, but still, let's let him know. And So, all right. So Terry Barr is coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to talk to Terry and we're going to hear some Graham Marlowe. You've listened to the song, right, Conrad?
It's great.
Sometimes I do, and I prefer to do that, but I trust Terry so much. Sometimes I feel like I get a better reaction if I just play it and listen on the air.
I wish I didn't have to make sure that the song works before so I could do the same thing as you. But
because I think people find it really interesting when they're listening to someone else listening to something. So tonight's question, folks, I'll just put it out there one more time. You're probably already starting your weekend. If not, get in on the fun here at Nightlight. If you had to choose a different dad, who would it be? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. It's Friday Nightlight here heading into Father's Day weekend. On National Movie Day, Terry Barr is coming up next. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are these lights so bright? Did we get hitched last night? Dressed up like Elvis. Why am I wearing your class ring? Now we're partners in crime.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has to sell off personal items. It's to pay money to the families of Sandy Hook victims. He called the school shooting a hoax. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
I will not be silenced.
A federal judge in Texas granted Jones's request to liquidate his personal assets in order to pay off the $1.5 billion he owes them.
The Supreme Court strikes down the Trump-era ban on bump stocks for guns. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This is not about the Second Amendment saying it is repugnant to try and ban bump stocks. This is about Congress not acting to do so.
Feds investigate an unusual rolling motion on a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 flight. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
The National Transportation Safety Board didn't learn of this event for many days afterwards, but says it is now reviewing the cockpit data recorder of this incident, trying to understand why it happened.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former commander of Volk Field wants Governor Evers to investigate how National Guard leaders handled her termination. Leslie Zisda Martin was cleared in 4 internal investigations into alleged misconduct. Current and former Guard members tell Wisconsin Watch that Adjutant General David May broke National Guard policies. Half of all Americans hold down working-class jobs, but that's true for less than 2% of all state lawmakers. Researcher Nicholas Carnes says middle-income earners are priced out of public service.
Democracy is a good thing, but this is an unintended side effect of just how burdensome it is to run for office in any setting. And so we need to think about targeted interventions that will make running for office more accessible to working class people.
The study comes from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former commander of Volk Field wants Governor Evers to investigate how National Guard leaders handled her termination. Leslie Zisda Martin was cleared in 4 internal investigations into alleged misconduct. Current and former Guard members tell Wisconsin Watch that Adjutant General David May broke National Guard policies. Half of all Americans hold down working-class jobs, but that's true for less than 2% of all state lawmakers. Researcher Nicholas Carnes says middle-income earners are priced out of public service.
Democracy is a good thing, but this is an unintended side effect of just how burdensome it is to run for office in any setting. And so we need to think about targeted interventions that will make running for office more accessible to working class people.
The study comes from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, then some storms possible early Sunday. Some sun for Sunday afternoon, heating up and more humid. High mid-80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
One of the state's biggest and best farmers markets is right here in Waukesha. Join thousands of your neighbors this Saturday morning between 8 and noon at the corner of St. Paul and Madison along the Fox River. Fresh produce, crafts, flowers, food, and gift ideas of all kinds are on display and on sale. We'll check in live each Saturday morning on WAUK, too. Plan to stock up this Saturday at the Waukesha Farmers Market and stop by our WAUK tent to say hi and register to win a brand new Logger bike. We can't wait to see you.
Max Inc. Radio.
He can play it all, and will challenge Graham Marlowe to it when he's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kane.
Weekend evenings on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, Megan Rowe from Opportunity Wisconsin talks about their work to remind voters of candidates' real records, not just their rhetoric.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Downtown Green Bay is absolutely, is electric an overstatement, Conrad? It's just cheesy. It's electric. It's very crowded, I will say that.
It's electric tonight.
Yeah, it's electric. There's mufflers. As far as the eye can see, we've got automobile noise. No, it's fun. People are having a great time. I hope wherever you are in our awesome state, the state for summer, the state to be in for summer, I hope you're having a great night. And our night is about to get better. Terry Barr, as she so often does, joins us on Friday night to talk about what is coming up on Max Inc., which airs tomorrow night from 6 to midnight here at Civic Media. And Live in the Lair takes place from 9 to 10. She brings us phenomenal music every Friday, and we get to just kind of have a discussion with her every Friday night. And it's become a staple here on Nightlight, and we love it. And now I would love to welcome Terry Barr. So I'm going to do it. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Pete and Conrad. Happy Friday to both of you.
Thank you.
And I love when Green Bay gets crazy and wild and people are out and about. That's wonderful.
You know what? It's immoral, Terry. And it's got to stop.
No.
I don't know what the heck is going on out there. I need an escort to my car. That's how crazy it is. No, it's fun. Lots of music. Wow. Right on the river. It's a beautiful night. Yeah.
Excellent. I know it is. This is like a perfect Wisconsin, almost summer night.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
It is absolutely beautiful. I'm sure it's the same way in Madison tonight.
It is.
Hey, so I got to ask you something. Did I hear a slice of Wisconsin early in the week where you were a storm chaser? Did you actually do that?
I am officially now certified by the National Weather Society, yes.
Whoa, what does that take? How do you do that?
Oh, you have to take a class, and then you have to be able to answer, you know, all the difficult questions. And then, of course, I promptly forgot everything I learned. You know, the typical college student, right? You take take the test, you pass, and then you go, uh-oh, what did I just do? Because I have to ask my husband, who's really into weather, I'll ask him, oh, no, what are those cloud formations? What do those mean again? And he just looks at me and goes, I thought you knew all that.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, ooh, ouch, ouch. But, jeez. You know, if you work in news anytime, you end up at some point chasing a storm. And right. If you're just, you know, a typical, I don't mean this in the wrong way, but a typical news person, and you don't have any weather background, sometimes you can drive into the storm in the wrong way and you really don't know what you're doing, but you're doing it because you hope that you can try to, you know, keep the viewers safe.
Yeah.
But you often were doing it at the peril of you not being safe. And I feel like at least I know a little more.
That's so cool. I think a lot of people
really
do that
fun.
As a hobby too, right? Like even if they're not in the news business, some people, it's just, they'd love to do it, like true crime, right?
Oh, absolutely. I follow on the former Twitter quite a few storm chasers from all across Wisconsin. And they don't often stay in Wisconsin, although now it's been pretty busy here. But they'll go all over into Oklahoma, Iowa, and the reports that they send out are incredible,
really?
Including video and photos. And sometimes it looks like they're putting themselves in a really scary situation.
Oh, I can't even imagine. We had several years ago, I want to say it was like 2018, we had low-grade hurricane winds up in Marinette. The trees, I think 80-mile-an-hour winds or 85, I think they consider that low-grade. And the trees were like parallel to the ground. They were blowing so, it was insane. And I think the whole state got it, but we got about 22 inches of snow or something like that. It was in April. I think it was on tax day, actually. So... Yeah, if you're not careful, you can really find yourself. It's just good to be home, whether it's even if it's just rain, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I have to agree. And people always look at us when we talk about tornadoes. You know, if you're out and about, and they go, "Oh, you crazy people with those tornadoes," and I'm like, "It kind of is better than an earthquake. At least we get a little bit of warning. And
yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, because when we moved back here from California, we were in several earthquakes. And I would say in 14 years, there were probably three or four where we got a good shake for 20 seconds. And I was like, oh, man. And I remember hearing the water swishing in the pool. It's crazy. However, but when we got back here, people are like, I was so scared being away from winter so long. I think more people fall and crack their head open on ice and all that kind of stuff. Like, wherever you go, there is weather, and it's a problem, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's getting much worse, as much as you might love whatever season.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it. My goodness.
All right, so I want to ask you one more thing, but let's get down to business first. Tell us about Graham Marlowe, who is your guest tomorrow night.
This is fascinating. I don't think for our live in-studio concert, and we call it Live in the Lair, we have ever done this before. He has a band called Lake Waves. But whether it's himself alone, which it will be him tomorrow, or the band, this is described as intellectual, almost hitchhiker-ish music, transcendational, dynamic, creative, colorful graffiti, but no words. It's all just the music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the song that we're just going to sample tonight from Graham, and he's going to play it tomorrow night, is one of his newer songs. Get this. It's called Punches Fly Over a Prom Princess.
I like that. Punches Fly.
I thought you might, but you'll have to tell me as we listen, does it feel that way to you?
Over a prom princess. Okay. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Conrad fired up. Here we go. This is Graham Marlowe. Okay, here's what I'll say. Yes,
yes.
That's the piece called "Punches Fly Over a Prom Princess."
Correct.
In slow motion, I totally see it.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, if I could make a directorial. Yeah, I feel like I could totally see that. You know what it reminds me of? Kool & the Gang has a song called "Summer Madness," and it was in a LeBron James commercial years ago. And it's great. It's just instrumental music, and you listen to it, and it's like you just feel hot sun while you listen to it. That's kind of how, I totally see that with two dudes fighting in slow motion, personally.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, and a reviewer of this new song, this is what this person said. I describe this as a compilation of ether-soaked thrift store tube socks waiting for a spark of passion.
Wow. That's a lot more articulate than what I just said. Yeah, I totally
kind of
get that.
I was going with yours because to me, that's a lot.
That's great. So what more does he play around Madison, or where's he from?
Yeah, he's from Madison. He's Madison based. Okay. He plays usually solo, but he's also writing a lot for a lot of other people and playing with a lot of other people.
Oh.
But typically his solo, his duo, and his trio shows are all, again, without words. They want you to sit, close your eyes, and picture whatever the name of the song is, just like you did, Pete.
Yeah, well, it's, that's a sign of a good musician, right? The composition is there. The music is there. Yes. It's great. And as usual, yeah. Terry Bard does not disappoint.
Oh, thanks. I have another one for you if you have the time.
Yeah. If you have the time, we certainly do. Absolutely. Yeah. A couple minutes of a different song, right? Conrad mentioned this.
Yeah. I know. Conrad is the best. This is going to be a band by the name of Bodhicitta. They are, now we're going in a whole different direction. They are described as psychedelic funk rock, not punk rock, funk rock. They are based in Southeast Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Kenosha overall. They have opened for musical acts all over the country, and their big show coming up is in July at Alpine Valley, where they are going to be opening for Phish every single night.
Good gig.
I know.
That's cool.
Wow. We got them to agree to come to Madison for Make Music Madison, the Madison version. Obviously, this is a thing that happens all around the world, but we have a stage on State Street next Friday, June 21st, and they are going to be our headliner on our State Street stage for the Make Music Madison event. Now, people, there are 600 shows across Madison that entire day,
but there are
23 cities in Wisconsin that are doing Make Music events, including Green Bay, Appleton. There's so many up in the North Woods. It's really fun to see, but Madison's is still the biggest as far as it goes for Wisconsin.
That is really cool. Well, let's hear some of that, Conrad.
Okay, this is Highway.
You can run, you can hide, burning from the inside, swallowing all my pride. Well, I'm losing my damn mind.
Yeah.
So if you do have me visit next Friday, I will be there, and
you can have
Bodhicitta in the background for our conversation.
Bodhicitta, I like that a lot. That's a great name.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
What kind of, what is that? Just like a funk kind of?
Well, they say psychedelic funk.
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Hey, Terry, can you stick around just briefly? I want to ask you one thing, and I want to thank you for another thing. Can you give us a couple more minutes?
Absolutely.
Very
I would
cool.
love that.
All right. Terry Barr is coming back, and so are we, for the last few minutes of Nightlight on this Friday night. I'm Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If we could fly away.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Seen her dressed in blue.
Jim in Appleton says they're called testosterone trucks because they make up for the lack of said compound in the owners. I don't know if there's a typo in there or not, but that makes sense to me. Jim, I'm talking about the loud vehicles outside the studio all night, Terry. Green Bay, people in Green Bay, some anyway, love to pull off that restrictor plate. Is that the right part? Am I saying that right?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Very loud.
You know, and summer in Green Bay can be fleeting, although I don't know about anymore, but I recall when I lived there, people would go crazy. 30 degrees and shorts would be on.
Right, exactly. hey, first of all, I just want to say thank you very much for introducing me to Katie Scullin. She was great. She came into the studio in Madison while I was there. She sang a couple songs. She sang Happy Birthday to Conrad. Yeah. She has a beautiful voice and is a great songwriter.
Isn't it unique?
Yes.
And I listened to your entire show, as I often do. You guys were fabulous. She was terrific. And then to hear her do the Happy Birthday to Conrad was so special.
It was great.
It was awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, Conrad.
I would love to. I told Katie when she's up this way, if she does any shows up this way, we'd love to have her in up here. And then Marta Hansen.
Good.
She, you know, you last Friday you talked about Marta Hansen and we played her song "The Lasts." And I think I told you I did a road trip with my family shortly after. I played that song about five times. It's so great. I really want the lyrics to it, and I want to have her. I don't know how close she lives in proximity to Green Bay, but I looked up her Facebook, and she's great too. And it'd be great to have her in studio as well. So.
And her songs, wow! When she tells you what her songs are about, and you can pretty much tell when you listen to the words, but. They are deep and emotional, but also so gorgeous.
Yeah, just beautiful. Yeah. So thank you again, as always. All right, last thing for you, Terry. You said in one of your slides, why do you always say, when have I ever, like, you know, not been glowing and when I talk to you? And
I don't know. There's always a first time.
Yeah, I guess so. I got a real problem with you, Bar. No. So your dad, on one of your Slice of Wisconsin, I always think you're like the most Wisconsin person I've ever met because you live here, you've soaked it up, and you talk about it so well. But your dad might be even more Wisconsin than you. He was an actual dairy farmer. Do you want to give him a shout out as we head into Father's Day?
Oh, my daddy. Yes, he sadly passed away unexpectedly a few years ago. But if you want to talk about a dairy farmer who stood up for what he believed in, he would go to the state capitol. He would go to Washington, D.C. every year to talk to all the lawmakers to let them know what was good or bad about what was in the farm bill and so many different things. And he always believed that if you didn't do anything about it, then you are part of the problem. So just that community activism and caring. I mean, he was on the school board. He worked with milk marketing. It's just crazy, all the things that he did and that my mom did alongside him. So thank you.
That's so great. You sound like a very lucky lucky daughter. And happy Father's Day.
I'm definitely the daughter of an amazing dad. And he was one of my best friends always.
Oh, that's so great. Well, Thank you very much, Terry, as always.
Well, and, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a privilege and an honor, and I love being a dad, so thank you so much.
Oh, that's I love it.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, and let's talk. I would love for you to check in with us if you're game next Friday from, what is it again?
Make Music Day, yes. But I will be at the stage in Madison. It's our right. Maxinc Radio stage on State Street in Madison.
That is so cool. Yeah, let's talk
from there. I'll
take
you there, Pete.
I appreciate it. That's great. And have a great show tomorrow night, and thank you as always.
Thank you. Happy weekend, everyone.
Thanks, Terry. That's Terry Barr, Civic Media's own Terry Barr, doing great work on and Maxinc, the award-winning Maxinc. You know it won an award, right, Conrad? Or were you out of town then?
I think I was, yeah.
They won, like, best podcast. It escapes me now. I think they won for an interview they did, or maybe Jorge Reyna won for an article he wrote about that show, and then they won for best music podcast or something like that. It's incredible. You missed a lot, buddy. We had Kiss in the studio when you were gone.
Glenn Powell was here, I think, right?
Glenn Powell was just hanging out, kicking back, you know. What are you going to do for Father's Day? You're not obviously going to get together with your dad in person, but do you have something lined up?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to, you know, give him a call.
Okay. Collect. You're going to call him Collect?
Yes. see what he's doing down in Florida for his special day. So
that's very cool.
Otherwise, I'm just hanging out with some friends back in Milwaukee.
Oh, that's right. You're road tripping to Milwaukee this weekend.
Yeah, right after the show.
Wow. What's gonna happen when you get to Milwaukee?
I'm going to sleep. Free for all? I'm going to sleep.
You're gonna drive there after the show, then you're gonna go to sleep?
Yeah.
Why don't you just leave tomorrow morning? You hadn't considered that.
Sleep tomorrow morning.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm saying, why don't you just stay here if you're just going to go to bed and get up and drive there in the morning?
We got an early day tomorrow.
Okay. Is it golf?
No, actually, we're doing a couple of stops around Milwaukee, but the big thing is we're going on a little cruise, kind of. It's just a little boat around Lake Michigan. So
very cool. Well, very good. Monday, by the way, folks, Piet Levy will be here. He is the music writer, entertainment writer, music critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He'll be here at 7:35 Monday night, and we are going to have an in-depth conversation about Summerfest. Chris Foran was here on Wednesday and talked about pretty in-depth as well about Summerfest. He's a very knowledgeable guy, too, but this is what Piet does. He will be here. We'll have a discussion with him. If you're wondering who to see this year, if your days are limited or your time to go to Summerfest is limited, you'll definitely want to hear that interview because Piet has his finger on the pulse. He knows everything about the Milwaukee music scene, and I'm excited to reconnect with him. We spoke a couple times over the years, and I'm very excited to have him on Nightlight Monday night. A lot of good guests coming on next week as well. Mike Schmidt will be here to tell his very funny stories. Tim Sowers will be here from the Overture Center in Madison. 7,000 apart, Conrad, on Wednesday.
Excited for that.
7:35, baby. They'll be here in studio. Glad to have them back. And, of course, Terry Barr next Friday and a lot of other guests we will add to the show as the week goes on. Play us out. I want you to stop this music, if you would, my friend.
All right.
Take us out with some Shaft, because this is... the film dropped. This is a big release day for Shaft. So let's play ourselves into the weekend with some Shaft if you have it handy.
I don't think I have any Shaft. I don't know.
You said you pulled Shaft. That sounded obscene. Okay. Well, whatever you have is good. We'll just immortalize Shaft in our own way as we head into Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'd like to thank Rob Thomas from the Capital Times and Terry Barr, as always, thank you for your texts. Conrad, have a great weekend and drive safely, my friend. We'll be back Monday with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Maggie Dawn.
Coming up on the show, Maggie's back in the saddle, and we talk about Biden's top 100. This week, we're talking about the environment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.